We just heard from a band from Vancouver, BC called The Shriek. That song was Kids from a 1980 12-inch called Sex Sells. Prior to that, a new band from New Orleans called W9 featuring Ronnie of Split and Fake Last Name. That song was called Bubblegum Lady from their new three-song demo. We also heard Sita and Aspirateur de Consequence from their self-titled LP circa 2017, which feels like a very long time ago. At the start of the set, we heard Die Napfe and Ich liebe mich manchmal from their self-titled demo cassette, which came out last month. And next up is the Fat Tulips. The song is on Virgin Isles, recorded in 1987, but you can find it on a 1992 EP called The Early Years. Song called Kit Kit by the band Pedestal, originally from a 1984 cassette, which just got reissued by Concentric Circles. Prior to that was the band Reverse doing Greed off of their Syncesis 12-inch, which came out in 1981. We also heard Big Outdoor Type and Terrible Friend from a brand new collection on Bristol Archive called Blue Eyed Boy 80 to 84. And at the start of the set, Fat Tulips doing On Virgin Isles from their early years EP on Sunday Records. I've got one more song to play, but before I get to that, a couple of announcements and reminders. If you'd like to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, you can do so by going to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can drop us a line via email at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have music that you'd like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, please send vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. And on the subject of reviews, if you have strong opinions about punk and punk-adjacent music and you are good with deadlines and you might be interested in being a reviewer for Maximum Rock and Roll, you can contact us at reviews@MaximumRockandRoll.com for more information. And last but not least, if you would like to help support Maximum Rock and Roll, you can donate at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. We are entirely volunteer run, and donations help us keep bringing you radio shows and reviews and so much more. My name's Eric Elizabeth. I'm going to leave y'all with a UK band of which there is scant information, but they're called the Onk. They put out one 7-inch in 1982 called Still Life, and we're gonna hear a track from that record called Before Success. Thanks so much for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
This is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. Sixteen swans in flight, immaculate white on glistening wings. Magnificent birds of such size that their wing strokes seem to flow in slow motion. Finnish composer Jean Sibelius wrote about this scene in his diary in April 1915. These were whooper swans migrating north to Finland. The composer was entranced by both the sight and the sound of the swans. He watched the swans depart like a gleaming silver ribbon, he wrote, and declared the image one of the great experiences of my life. Sibelius transformed the breathtaking natural moment into music. The swans' undulating wings and tremulous voices carried the central theme of his acclaimed Fifth Symphony, a theme written just after the swans flew over. Swans have charged composers' imaginations again and again. There's Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, and 20 years earlier, Sibelius himself had written The Swan of Tuonela, a tone poem that captures the quiet grace of a resting swan. It was nature's simple elegance that inspired Sibelius. A Flight of Swans. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.